Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
This morning begins our cooler pattern. We're starting off with temperatures in the 30s and 40s. I'll show you when we could hit freezing.
Breaking news. Crews will be back at Jordan Lake this morning to search for a missing teenager. WRAL's Nia Harden brings us up to speed on the disappearance.
Plus, new developments on a large woods fire in Cumberland County. Michael Grace is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with an update on containment and conditions in that area right now. One of a couple of wildfires going right now. It's a dangerous time of the season for that. Good morning to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, and we're going to return to the season of winter, or what we know as winter. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, where you feel the difference this morning, and you'll feel it this afternoon, too.
And when you walk out the door, you'll notice it's breezy. I noticed it when I was getting ready this morning, too. Of course, we talked about yesterday the fact that we had a high fire danger, and unfortunately, we did see several fires break out. Some of those are still burning, so we'll talk more about that in a bit. Our temperature is 45 degrees around the Triangle area. This, of course, a look at Wilson and the Whirligigs, and you can see those Whirligigs are moving around pretty fast out there this morning. Right now, our wind is at about 6 miles per hour in the Triangle, about 9 in Rocky Mount, 10 in Fayetteville, 5 in Southern Pines. But we will be gusty today. We'll see our winds gusting potentially up to around 20 miles per hour. Notice the winds will be strongest first thing this morning and then just kind of settling down to closer to normal and then really fizzling out as we get closer to the evening. Temperatures in the 30s in a couple of spots already. It's 39 in Roxborough, 38 in South Hill. We tend to see the coldest temperature this time of year around 7 a.m. And so we still have several hours for our temperatures to fall. And I do think that temperatures will fall into the 30s and a few more spots before we're done. We'll see temperatures, of course, climbing up only into the upper 50s this afternoon. It was so nice and warm yesterday. We made it into the mid 70s. 70s are gone for a while. And again, we'll talk more about freezing temperatures instead of warmer temperatures coming up.
A large wooded area that was on fire is still smoldering now in some areas more than 12 hours after it started. This is all in Cumberland County. Michael Grace has been in that area overnight in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, still seeing smoke in that area this morning? I know you can smell it there.
Yeah, it's the entire area kind of just smells like a campfire at this point. And it is dark, but at some parts of these roads, you can definitely see that smoke. I did see some smoldering, even some smaller fires about the size of a small bonfire in this area as well. But let's get into this video of what the fire looked like earlier yesterday. And you can see just how
That 100-acre fire there in Cumberland County. Crews have cleared that scene right now. Michael Grace will stay there as some of those spots are still smoldering, and we'll get you caught up to date there. Meantime, Marines at Camp Lejeune will be driving through smoke this morning while a massive brush fire burns near the base there. The fire has burned about 3,500 acres off woodland, acres of woodland that is off of Marines Road there. Base's official Facebook page posted these photos after 1 o'clock this morning, saying the fire is mostly contained. No injuries or damage to any buildings have been reported.
We are following breaking news. Crews will pick up the search for a missing teenager at Jordan Lake this morning. WRAL's Nia Harden is at the Farrington Point boat access. And Nia, what do we know about this disappearance?
Well, Renee, right now we know that this morning this is the area where they're going to be searching for that teenager. Crews were out here last night, but nothing turned up. Right now, what you're seeing in the distance there is a vehicle. It appears to be someone who is with the crew that is already here this morning, kind of looking out. This as that teenager was out on a jet ski yesterday with someone else in Jordan Lake when one of the jet skis started having mechanical problems. The other person went back to shore to get a rope, we're told, to pull the teenager back. When they returned, they say that teenager was gone. Now, we expect to learn more today about this missing teen. Crews say, again, that they will be out this morning when daylight hits. Of course, we'll be out here keeping you updated as we get answers. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Chatham County.
We're working to learn more about the condition of a person hit by a car in Northeast Raleigh. This happened shortly before 10 p.m. on Spring Forest Road near Capitol Boulevard. The road was closed while police investigated. It has since reopened. We know the victim has serious injuries, and we'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them.
Two U.S. citizens are back on American soil this morning after being kidnapped in Mexico. two of their friends were killed. Friends of the victims say 33-year-old Tavia McGee was trying to get to a medical clinic for a procedure. She was traveling with three friends. Investigators believe they got lost and came under gunfire from a drug cartel. They were then loaded into the back of a truck and abducted. One person has been detained so far in this, a 24-year-old accused of keeping watch on the victims. This investigation will continue.
It's an exciting day for college basketball fans. The ACC tournament journey for our local teams starts today with UNC and NC State playing back-to-back games. WRL's Laura Levine is live in downtown Raleigh to tell us how local businesses are preparing for the big crowds. Laura.
Good morning, Renee. We are going to see basketball fans pack many restaurants and bars like Tobacco Road here in downtown Raleigh. Matter of fact, take a look at the sign on their door. It says it's tournament time and we will be open every day until the final buzzer sounds off. Now, UNC begins tournament play at 7 p.m. against Boston College, who beat Louisville last night in the ACC Day 1 matchup. The Hills lost to Boston College during the regular season, so it is a critical game for the Tar Heels bubble hopes. Now, NC State plays in the nightcap as the ACC's sixth seed. They'll face Virginia Tech. The Wolfpack did beat the Hokies during the regular season. And all of the second round action officially begins at noon today. WRL will have full coverage live from Greensboro beginning at 4 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Print your bracket now, make your picks, and follow along all week. Find everything you need to plan your ACC tournament viewing schedule on WRLSportsFan.com. Can't play hooky to watch the afternoon games? Tap the WRL SportsFan app for live scores, schedules, stories, and video. Download it from the App Store or Google Play.
A heads up for your commute tomorrow morning. The DOT says it will close the intersection of Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road late tonight. The intersection is expected to be closed for several months while construction work is happening there. The plan is to make Blue Ridge Road pass underneath Hillsborough Street, under the railroad tracks and Barrel Road. It's part of a larger construction plan to make the intersection safer for people attending events at the State Fairgrounds and PNC Arena.
We will see more video today showing the events surrounding the beating death of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police. The city says it will release 20 more hours of video in the case today. It will also release the records related to the initial charges in the case and the administrative investigations. The city wrapped up its investigation yesterday. More than a dozen Memphis Fire and Police Department employees have been charged in connection with Nichols' death in early January. Five former officers are facing charges, including second-degree murder. They have pleaded not guilty.
A woman and child are recovering after a street racer crashed into their vehicle. One of the racers died after losing control of his vehicle on Atlantic Avenue yesterday. As Sky 5 flew over the scene, we found out the second racer crashed a red Chevy Camaro and left that scene. People who live in that area say they heard the crash shortly after it happened.
A loud bang, and we weren't sure if it was like a gunshot or like... It was extremely loud, and we popped up, and we could see through the tree line, and you could see there was like some brake lights, but you weren't really sure if it was an accident.
We have not received an update on the condition of the woman and child struck by one of the racers.
This morning, schools and businesses across North Carolina will practice tornado safety during a statewide drill. The drill is part of the National Weather Service's Severe Weather Preparedness Week. In late March of last year, a line of severe thunderstorms swept across the southeast, including Wake County, producing 90 tornadoes. It was the largest tornado outbreak of the year and tore off roofs to homes in the Triangle. The drill will be broadcast over the emergency alert system at 9:30 this morning.
We'll learn more this morning about an apartment fire that forced families out of their homes. The Red Cross says it happened last night at a building on Windward Cove off Cliffdale Road. This is in Fayetteville. Volunteers are helping people affected by that fire, but investigators have not said how many people or if anyone was hurt. The Red Cross plans to share more information in a few hours. So the FAA's acting administrator will have to answer questions from lawmakers about airline safety. We break down recent incidents on flights that prompted today's hearing. Plus,
we don't know who these individuals are. They could be Union, Confederate, or civilians that were caught in the crossfire during the battle.
a major archaeological discovery at Colonial Williamsburg. We explain how experts found a mass grave hidden for over a century.
And we'll take a live look this morning in Goldsboro. Good morning to you. Much cooler starts compared to yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how long it'll be before we feel those spring-like temperatures bounce back again.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It's a quiet morning out there. Skies are clear. It's a little bit breezy. This is a live look at Goldsboro this morning. Town by town, our temperatures are in the 30s and 40s. It's 37 in Lewisburg, 42 in Tarboro. It's 37 right now in South Hill, 44 in Irwin, 44 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. But our temperatures will likely fall a little bit farther as we get closer to 7 a.m. Notice here, walking the dog this morning, easily around 7 or 8, our temperatures are in the upper 30s around the Triangle area. So it's going to be a chilly one. It'll feel good to have the coat on walking the dog this morning. And it's not a fast warm up. We only climb to around 50 at lunchtime, and we'll see temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. That's actually very close to normal for this time of year. We'll see a lot of sunshine. I'll show you when we have more rain headed our way.
Happening right now in the WREL Life Center, at least 8 firefighters were hurt in a 5-alarm fire. This all happening in Queens, New York. This is a look at the scene. Authorities say the fire broke out at 10 o'clock last night in a home. The flames quickly spread to 3 neighboring homes. 8 firefighters were taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is still a very active situation. Firefighters are on the scene right now, still dousing the hot spots. It's unclear how this fire started. Michelle, thanks. Today, the FAA's acting administrator will be on Capitol Hill to answer questions from lawmakers about the safety of the airline industry. The hearing comes amid a string of tense and often frightening moments on flights. Over the weekend, an unruly passenger on a United flight threatened passengers and even tried to stab a flight attendant. And a Southwest flight bound for Florida filled with smoke after a bird hit the plane's nose and one of the engines. There have also been at least 6 close calls between planes on runways already this year.
System is as stressed as I've ever seen it in my 30 plus years working in the airlines. These incidents, things that we've been talking about well over a year ago, are starting to show up on the flight deck and in operations.
The FAA plans to get airline officials together next week for an emergency safety summit.
American Airlines is planning to match Delta Airlines' pay raises for its pilots. Delta's new contract with the pilots union gives them a 34% pay raise. American Airlines is following the lead of its rival. They will provide pilots with a gradual 40% increase in pay over the course of 4 years.
Today is a day to celebrate the achievements of women and advocate for gender equality. It is International Women's Day. Alice Paul and Crystal Eastman, both vocal leaders of the suffrage movement, wrote the Equal Rights Amendment a century ago. 38 states have ratified the ERA, but that does not include North Carolina. This morning, North Carolina Representative Julie Von Hafen and State Senator Natalie Murdoch are expected to announce 2 new bills that support the Equal Rights Amendment. That news conference will be held at 10 at the General Assembly.
A Raleigh police officer is recovering this morning after being involved in a crash on Trawick Road. Sky 5 flew over the scene Tuesday. You can see there was a major front-end damage to that cruiser. Police say the officer crashed into another car on the way to a shooting scene on Newbern Avenue. Authorities say there a man was seriously hurt but is expected to be okay. Right now, no one's in custody.
Time may be running out for TikTok in the U.S. A bipartisan group of senators introduced new legislation that could ban the app. The White House is backing the bill as well. It does not specifically name TikTok, but it would give the U.S. more powers to ban foreign software deemed to be a national security risk.
There is next to no transparency for users about where their data is being stored and what the information is being used for.
TikTok is already banned on government devices. TikTok CEO is scheduled to testify at a House Energy and Commerce Committee meeting later this month.
Durham police are investigating a deadly crash involving a pedestrian. Police say a man was hit by a car at Hillsborough Road, 15501 overpass. This is Sky 5 video from that scene. The road was closed for hours Tuesday while authorities investigated. The person died at the scene, and so far police have not said if the driver will face charges. The person who was hit has not been released his name.
A mass grave recently discovered at Colonial Williamsburg shows the historical tourist attraction had a role to play in the Civil War. Remains were found earlier this year at the Powder Magazine, a building that for hundreds of years was a storage facility for military supplies. The grave dates back to May of 1862, the Battle of Williamsburg. And director of archaeology Jack Gary says they're currently working on documenting the remains where they are in the ground, and then they'll be sent to William Mary for further analysis. Gary says it's all in an effort to both expose and close a chapter of history.
The individuals buried in this grave, this was a mass grave. This was never meant to be the final resting place for these individuals.
In the Battle of Williamsburg, 41,000 Union troops battled 32,000 Confederate troops to a draw. While Union General George McClellan declared it a victory for the North, the South saw it more as a delaying action. Casualties on both sides totaled nearly 4,000 killed and wounded.
Just about 10 to 5 right now on our Wednesday morning, and 20 minutes ago when we came on the air, we're thinking it's a little breezy out there. Elizabeth Gardner's over in the WRI Severe Weather Center with that ground truth. It's windy.
Yeah, you can see that here. And in Wilson, this is a look at the Whirligig Park there. And fortunately, it's all lit up in the dark here, so you can see those whirligigs spinning around. It won't be as breezy as it was yesterday, but we're definitely dealing with a cool breeze this morning. 45 degrees officially for the Triangle area. Temperatures are likely to drop into the upper 30s here in the next few hours and then climb up to around 50 closer to lunchtime. It's clear out. It looks beautiful. We're going to see sunny skies for it today. It's a little breezy. You can see winds are now coming out of the northwest at 10 in Fayetteville, 9 in Rocky Mount, 9 in Goldsboro, 6 in Durham, Raleigh, 5 in Southern Pines. We currently don't have any gusts, but you can tell it's breezy out there. How about that pollen count? Yesterday when I was driving into the station, our parking lot, I could see tracks through the pollen. Our pollen count was 1379 yesterday, highest this early in the season ever. And of course, that's because it was so warm in January and February. Everything has been very, very early. So we have very high pollen counts for today. Tomorrow's going to be high, and then Friday will be moderate. We'll start to see things tapering off a little bit as our cool temperatures take hold. The cooler it is, the less likely the trees are to let go of some of that pollen. Right now, it's 37 in Roxborough and South Hill, mid-40s in the Triangle. It's 46 in Fayetteville and 42 degrees in Clinton. And of course, these temperatures are a lot colder than yesterday, 10 to 20 degrees colder than where we were this time yesterday. And the afternoon highs will feel that way too. We were well into the 70s yesterday, looking at around 60 in the Triangle, 57 South Hill and Rocky Mount, 61 Fayetteville, 59 in Clinton. Those will be our highs for this afternoon. Definitely have some cold mornings ahead. 38 is our normal low. We're going with 35 for tomorrow morning, 43 for Friday morning. We're back to 34 on Sunday morning. So temperatures getting close to freezing for tomorrow morning and again on Sunday morning. This is a look at tomorrow morning, and you can see our freeze threat is for most of the viewing area. Just our far southern county is looking at a frost threat. And so if you're a farmer and you have already seen some of your tender vegetation, those fruit trees or berries starting to bud, obviously you know what to do. Our average last freeze is not until the first week of April, and the last hard killing freeze is usually the last week of March. So we're definitely still in that zone where we tend to see freezing temperatures. The difference this year is that things have started to pop out a lot earlier because it's been so warm. Our temperatures are likely to stay below normal at least through March 21st, possibly even beyond that. And we do have some showers in the forecast too. We're going to see some rain on Friday. We'll go over the timeline for that. Saturday looks dry, but it looks like we could see some showers again on Sunday and Monday.
A librarian in Wilson is recognized as a hero after saving a man's life who was overdosing. Coming up, she explains how training provided by the city was crucial during the emergency.
Well, it's a cool discovery in Egypt where an archaeologist found this Sphinx-like statue and which ancient leader they think it might represent.